Hare Krishna. Good morning, everyone. Nice to be here. Oh, I'm grateful to be sitting in Vyasasana, even though I have never been qualified somehow. I've been asked to do this service. And we'll start by reading the Sikshamrita.
Okay. That left page, the bottom letter, I just when I read and I said we could
okay.
Possibly read it again.
Thank you for that. This is a letter to Balavanta in 1974. Srila Prabhupada writes, "Yes, inflation is due to paper currency. As for land ownership, in Vedic civilization, the land was given to the people for cultivation, not for ownership. And a tax was collected that was 25% of the person's income. The land belonged to the state, and the man would cultivate it and pay 25% to the state. If he has no income, then he doesn't have to pay. If he doesn't pay tax, he may be disowned of the land. One cannot get land from the government unless he agrees to produce something. And if everyone produces food, then there is no scarcity. At least he has his own food produced by himself. Now people are educated as Shudras. They are going to work to produce what is not urgently needed by society. The actual social structure should be that the first intelligent class, or the Brahmanas, should be studying and educating people for God consciousness. They are the gurus of all other classes. These are wonderful directions. Unfortunately, very few on the entire planet are able to follow them, as the agricultural industry becomes more and more predominant. People are not even able to grow their own foodstuffs.
Or even what they want to grow, because Monsanto controls all the seeds.
All the seeds.
Yeah, so they can't even grow what
that's
they want to grow.
It's so
they
bizarre.
Have to grow what they tell them to grow.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Things are. Kali Yuga is in full swing. But for our benefit, Srila Prabhupada has given us the Vedic view of how things should be, and if we can just lean in that direction one way or another. That is our mission. Okay, to Rupanuga Maharaj in 1974, Srila Prabhupada writes, "The GBC must be vigilant by following the regulative principles and teach by ideal character the presidents of the centers. And the presidents, by their ideal character, must teach the others, then automatically all members of the whole institution will be ideal to the human society. Then we can dictate to administrators or sometimes take hold of the administration. In the absence of competent leaders, we may take the post. But we must be very careful in the flow of the political movement. We may not forget our ideal life. For example, Parashuram was a Brahmana, but when he found that the Kshatriyas were mismanaging, he killed them 21 times. Some of them fled to European countries. This is the history. So far we are concerned, we shall keep ourselves in ideal Brahminical position. And if need be, if no Kshatriya or Vaishya is here, we can take up their work as emergency. Our business is to create ideal Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, but beyond that, our real business is to keep ourselves as ideal Brahmanas. If we are not ideal, we cannot create others as ideal. Training is required for the first, second, and third classes of social constitution. Persons who are not fit for being advanced by training are Shudras, or less than that. At the present moment in the world state, there are Shudras and less than that. There are no ideal Brahmanas or Kshatriyas. But these four divisions are imperative. So our business is to keep fit as Brahmanas and to train others to be ideal Kshatriyas and Vaishyas for advancing the whole society, as Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, from the same letter to Rupanuga Maharaj in 1974.
Quick question. Are you aware or do you know anything about the very long-standing struggle between Kshatriyas and Brahmins in India, in which the Brahmins several times made sort of coup d'etat against the Kshatriyas? Do you know anything about it?
I understand that it exists, although I don't know the details. And it seems like something that is inevitable, since they are both put into administrative positions. And one has the wisdom and the other has the power. But in an ideal world, the Kshatriyas would always submit to the will of the Brahmanas.
That's precisely the question.
Yeah. But because they are so powerful, it's very easy to lose track and to see oneself as being the controller. So it makes sense, especially in Kali Yuga, that this mentality would be there. But if you know of some historical incidences, you can share with us. King Vena, yes, thank you. That's a good idea. King Vena was a Kshatriya who abused his power. And so the Brahmins got together and through the force of their mantra knowledge, they dethroned him. Not only that, they killed him. It was that things get that extreme.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something on the other side as well.
Yeah.
The Brahmins, the other side of the coin. But just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mata.
You're welcome. So, to Rupanuga Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada writes, initiation should be given as a future hope. But we should be careful about the second initiation. As recommended by the president or GBC, they should only do so when they are quite confident of a man. Otherwise, he should not be recommended. If you follow this principle, it will be successful. Every day I am getting requests for second initiation. I do not know. The responsibility goes to the presidents who pick them. Unless they are thoroughly convinced, second initiation should not be given. Wow. It's a big mental responsibility for the temple presidents. Srila Prabhupada continues, in the beginning we should be a little lenient. But if someone falls down after being initiated, he should not be credited with second initiation. Srila Prabhupada Sikshamrita Ki Jai. Now the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the City of Puranjana. And this is text 21. Kadachit Atmana Nasa. Kadachit Atmana Nasa. Kadachit Atmana Nasa. Brahma lokan mahin gatam.
Brahma lokan mahin gatam.
Brahma lokan mahin gatam.
Brahma lokan mahin gatam.
Vavre brehad vratam mam tu.
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 Janati kama mohita.
Janati kama mohita.
Janati kama mohita.
Janati kama mohita.
Kadachit atmana nasa.
Kadachit atmana nasa.
Brahma lokan mahim gatam.
Brahma lokan mahim gatam.
Vavre brihad vratam mam tu.
Vavre brihad vratam mam tu.
Janati kama mohita.
Janati kama mohita.
Please chant.
Kadachit atmana sa.
Kadachit atmana sa.
Brahma lokan mahin gatam.
Brahma lokan mahin gatam.
Vavre brihad vratam mam tu.
Vavre brihad vratam mam tu.
Janati kama mohita.
Janati kama mohita.
Kadachit atmana
nasa. Brahma lokan mahim gatam. Vavre brihad vratam mam tu. Janati kama mohita. Kadachit atmana nasa. Vama lokan mahim gatam. Vavre brihad vratam mam tu.
Janati kama mohita.
Kadachit atmana nasa.
Brahma lokan mahim gatam.
Vavri brihad brahmam mam tu. Janati kama mohita. Word for word. Kadachit.
Kadachit.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Atmamana.
Atmamana.
Traveling.
Traveling.
Sa.
Sa.
She.
She.
Brahma lokat. From Brahmaloka.
From Brahmaloka.
Mahim.
Mahim.
On the earth.
On the earth.
Gatam.
Gatam.
Having come.
Gatam.
Vavre,
Vavre,
she proposed.
She proposed.
Brahatvratam, avowed brahmachari, mam, unto me, to then, janati, knowing, kama mohita, being illusioned by lust. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. When I once came to this earth from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Let's repeat this together. When I once came to this earth, from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Purport. The great sage Narada Muni was a naishtika brahmachari. That is, he never had sex life. He was consequently an evergreen youth. Old age, jara, could not attack him. The invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man. But Narada Muni was different. Taking Narada Muni to be an ordinary man, the daughter of time confronted him with her lusty desire. It requires great strength to resist a woman's attraction. It is difficult for old men, and what to speak of young. Those who live as brahmacharis must follow in the footsteps of the great sage Narada Muni, who never accepted the proposals of Jara. Those who are too much sexually addicted become victims of Jara, and very soon their lifespan is shortened. Without utilizing the human form of life for Krishna consciousness, the victims of Jara die very soon in this world. Om Gyanati Vandasya Gyanajana Salakaya Chakshur Anmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitamena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Scha E Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinu Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sarigora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're speaking on the city of Paranjana being attacked by various calamities. And at this time, her name is Kala. Kala. Kalakanya is attacking the city, and her influence is the final blow to the city to completely disintegrate it. So Narada Muni, who's telling this story, is taking an aside here and explaining his interaction with this nefarious character of Kalakanya, the daughter of time, Jara. So he explains that the daughter of time is always looking for a husband, but no one will accept her because of her unpleasant nature and consequences. So at one time she did actually approach Narada Muni, even though she knew that he was an avowed brahmachari. So it sounds like she was very desperate at this point to find a partner, and she approached him and asked that he accept her. It's an interesting situation that the invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man. In other words, very few people can say no to this Kalakanya. But Narada Muni was able to resist her advances, and the reason was that Narada Muni had full control over his desire nature. Different kinds of old men are explained. Different kinds of old men who are approached by old age. Explained here in the 21st chapter. Two kinds of old men. He who is advanced in years and he who is experienced in knowledge. As a child, we often expect that older people are full of wisdom and knowledge. It's a nice concept, but unfortunately it's becoming a rarity. One who is advanced in knowledge is called a Jnanavrida, and one does not become a Jnanavrida simply by advancing in age. So Narada Muni, because of his brahmachari status, was actually a Jnanavrida. And because of that, his knowledge, his wisdom, and his control, he was able to resist her. But for most people, when Kalakanya approaches, it is irresistible to succumb to her because of so much previous indulgence in lusty activities. It's very unfortunate. Here's another one that explains further. 428. In the next chapter, we'll be reading this very soon, but it's worth mentioning this very nice explanation. When a man or woman is young, they do not care for old age, but enjoys sex to the best of his or her satisfaction, not knowing that at the end of life, sexual indulgence will bring on various diseases, which so much disturb the body that one will pray for immediate death. The more one enjoys sex during youth, the more he suffers in old age. What a concept. I mean, what a critical understanding that if we care for our children, we should teach them this concept from the get-go so that they understand that there is a cost to succumbing to one's lust. Ayurveda explains that sexual indulgence involves losing a certain amount of this primeval substance in our body, which keeps the body well lubricated and well functioning, is called ojas. And continuing indulgence in sexual activity causes this ojas to dissipate. So as one grows older, we do things like we lose our eyesight, we lose our hearing, we lose our memory, we lose flexibility in our fingers. These are all results of losing ojas. And it's unfortunate that very few people have this knowledge. And because of that, they think, old age means nothing. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. But for now, I'm going to enjoy my life, when actually they're shortening the duration of their sense organ capability. The whole thing gets slowed down, the whole thing gets depleted, and we become victims of our own ignorance. It's very sad. But because Narada Muni had control, he was able to say no. And in this verse coming up tomorrow, 24, there's a very wonderful and hopeful explanation at the end. I won't go into it, I'll leave it for the person who gives the class. But basically, devotees have a different experience of old age than does the ordinary person, because not only do they have more of this ojas available to them, but they have the knowledge that it is not a time of fear, but it is a time of preparation and anticipation of moving out of the material realm and moving into where we really belong, which is the spiritual world. So it's a time of great hope. It's very wonderful. And Narada Muni, of course, understands the big picture, so he doesn't get caught up by any material invitations. So, with your permission, I'll move on to the next verse, or two, if there's time. 22, the great sage Narada continued, "When I refused to accept her request, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. Because I refused her request, she said I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time." The purport reads, "The great sage Narada Muni has a spiritual body. Therefore, old age, disease, birth, and death do not affect him. Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord, and his only business is to travel all over the universe and preach God consciousness. In other words, his business is to make everyone a Vaishnav. Under the circumstances, there is ordinarily no need for him to stay in one place for more than the time he requires to preach. Since by his own free will he's already traveling all over the universe, the curse of Kala Kanya is described as fortunate. Like Narada Muni, many other devotees of the Lord are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord in different places and in different universes. Such personalities are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws." So preachers are often so active that they don't stay in one place for more than a few days or a week. This is the status of our sannyasis within ISKCON. They're always moving around. And it's very helpful in the practice of preaching, to want to get around and be heard as many people, as many towns and villages as possible. So it's not a bad thing, but still it was conceived of as a curse. She was trying to make things hard for him. But he was not affected by it in any negative way. Just as disease could not affect Narada Muni. So preachers with material bodies, they do run out of energy eventually, but still the tendency is for them to have many resources at their disposal to preach, and they are able to do it for long periods of time. We see within our movement people who've been distributing books and traveling from country to country, and they do it for decades. And it takes a lot of energy. But if one is equipped with self-control and the blessings of the spiritual master, one can carry on this very critical work for decades. So that's a beautiful thing. Okay, and so I'll go on with text 23. Does anybody have any comments on either of these verses?
I just didn't know that this curse Narada Muni received from that Kalakanya, so it's interesting.
That's where it came from. It's wonderful, isn't it, to know where all this came from. What was it, 3 days? 3 days in one place, I think that was it. Something like that, yeah. Okay. Tato vihata sankalpa kananyaka yavaneshwaram mayopadishtam asadya vavre nana bayam patim. After she was thus disappointed by me, with my permission, she, Kalakanya, approached the king of the Yavanas, whose name was Baya, or Fear, and she accepted him as her husband. Srila Prabhupada writes, being the most perfect Vaishnav, Sri Narada Muni is always willing to do good to others, even to one who curses him. Although Kalakanya, the daughter of time, was refused by Narada Muni, she was given a shelter. Of course, no one could give her shelter, but a Vaishnav gives shelter somewhere to such an unfortunate girl. When jara, or old age, attacks, everyone dwindles and deteriorates. In one stroke, Narada Muni gave shelter to Kalakanya and counteracted the ordinary karmis. If one accepts the instructions of Narada Muni, the ocean of fear, or baya, can be very quickly removed by the grace of that great Vaishnav. So here is the contrast between karmis and those who accept the instructions of Narada Muni. There will be a difference in their mentality and the results, the material results of their life. The other concept from this verse is that the Vaishnava is always willing to give shelter to someone, even someone who personally curses them. What kind of strength and fortitude Narada Muni had to have in order to figure out how to deal with this. So, first of all, he accepted the curse, and second of all, he gave her somewhere where she would feel comfortable to perform her allotted duties. Kalakanya is a good and faithful servant of Krishna, and she just does what he's told. And her mission is to provide this diseased situation for the living entities. And as we'll find out in future verses, she's actually put to good work. And she is serving to remind everyone, including stalwart karmis, that there is something more than material advancement to be had for happiness. And most of us need to be shook up in that way. As we can see all around us, there is an onslaught of the effects of old age. Although people tend to be living longer, still so many are crippled by the results of their earlier days, and many are unable to live through their older years without the assistance of some kind of artificial stimulant or depressant. So many people my age, they have on their shelf, they have dozens of pharmaceutical drugs they're not able to function without. So for the fortunate Vaishnav who follows the instruction of Narada Muni, that is all, most of it is avoidable. And then at the end, we have something very wonderful to look forward to, which is going back home, back to Godhead. So Narada Muni proves himself to be the ideal Vaishnav by providing a place even for this unsavory character of Kalakanya. Any questions or comments? All right. Tomorrow's verse is really beautiful. Don't miss the purport. It's fantastic. It wraps it all up very nicely. Thank you very much for listening. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.